With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The jury in Donald Trump's criminal trial will soon deliberate on the fate of the former president. Correspondent Julie Walker with that report.
Jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial who will decide his fate have the option of convicting the former president on all 34 counts, acquitting him of all counts, or delivering a mixed verdict in which he is found guilty of some charges and not others. If they deadlock after several days of deliberations and are unable to reach a unanimous verdict, the judge may declare a mistrial. At the heart of the charges, reimbursements paid to his former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen. Prosecutors say the reimbursements were falsely logged as legal expenses to hide the true nature of the transactions. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, after powerful storms in Texas on Tuesday, the potential for heavy rains, localized flash flooding, and severe weather is continuing today through Oklahoma and Texas. On the battlefront, Russia continues to hit Ukrainian towns and cities.
A 53-year-old man and a 13-year-old boy died on Tuesday as a result of a Russian aerial attack on Saidov in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine, according to the regional prosecutor's office. Paramedics and rescuers managed to pull a 73-year-old woman from a damaged house. She sustained multiple injuries, including a concussion. The airstrikes hit a residential area in the Provrovskaya district of the city at 9:30 p.m. local time, damaging at least 10 houses and a nearby shop, say local authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bet on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 345 points, and the Nasdaq is down 79. This is SRN News. A look at abortion law in the U.S. 2 years after the end of Roe.
According to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, 14 states have banned abortion in virtually all situations, while another 7 place significant restrictions on it. In 22 states, abortion is allowed up to or slightly past 6 months of pregnancy. And in 8 states and Washington, D.C., a woman can get an abortion right up to the moment of birth. The pro-life states are mostly in the South and lower Midwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ISIS has issued a renewed call for attacks on Christians. Abu al-Ansari, a spokesman for the Islamic terrorist group, is urging Muslims around the world to kill them where you find them. International Christian Concern says that proclamation has emboldened ISIS and fellow radical groups to intensify their violence against believers, especially in Africa. This is SRN News. Nissan urges owners of about 84,000 older vehicles to stop driving them. Their Takata airbag inflators are at high risk of exploding in a crash, spewing metal fragments.
The urgent request comes after one person was killed by an exploding inflator and 58 others claimed injuries. Nissan's Do Not Drive warning covers certain 2002 through 06 Sentra small cars, as well as some 02 through 04 Pathfinder SUVs and 2002 and 03 Infiniti QX4 SUVs. Owners are urged to contact their dealer to have the inflators replaced for free. Rich Thomason reporting.
American Airlines is lowering some of its second quarter financial forecast and has announced the departure of its chief commercial officer. Vasu Raja will be leaving the company next month. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.